The topic for today is IBM and environmental sustainability, with my very special guest, Cal Jamasi with IBM Sustainability Software. So Cal, welcome to the podcast, and I'm really thrilled that you could join us. And today, we know we're going to talk about IBM and sustainability. And so let's talk a little bit about IBM as a leader of sustainability, because I think a lot of people don't understand just how far back IBM's efforts go.
Hey, Tracy, thanks for inviting me so much. So as you know, I work on the TriRiga. I'm a product manager for the TriRiga offering, which is our integrated workplace management system offering. But as part of that, we're part of a large company, and IBM has for a long time been a leader in sustainability. We've been reporting and collecting information about sustainability in our own operations for closing in on 50 years now. And for over 30 years now, we've been publicly publishing an environmental impact report and sustainability report, which has evolved into a full ESG report now. And we actually just published it in the last week or two. So once this podcast is published, we'll share the URL for that.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, because I read that, I believe, even there was a handwritten memo at one point. It goes back so far. There's a directive saying we need to be aware of this and start thinking about it. And I also think, if I'm not mistaken, that IBM was the first public company to actually publish a sustainability impact report.
I think it probably is. I don't think I've found another company that has done that further back than IBM. So I think we're on safe ground saying that.
Certainly shows commitment. And speaking of commitment, I know IBM is committed to a set of goals. I believe there's actually close to 24 goals.
21 specific goals on the environmental front. There's separate goals on social and governance as well. But focusing on environment, because that's where TriRiga, the product that I work on, is situated for, we have about 21 goals that we've identified, and they're all around the products that we're going to make, how we're going to package them, how we're going to ship them, how they should be used, and how we can improve on their usage, the kinds of companies that we make partnerships with as well. And then finally, on the facilities that we have, our IBM global real estate team is charged around the world with managing everything from our labs to our manufacturing operations to obviously our office space. And they're a huge part of making sure that we can meet those goals. So out of the 21 goals, 11 of them are related to our facilities and are charged to our global real estate team. So more than half are around our facilities. And that's why TriRiga and facility management all comes together and is critical to sustainability improvement for large enterprises.
You know, that's interesting, and it's also very challenging. When you get into a global environment like IBM has, just being able to get all the data together from different countries and normalize that data as well so that you can do fair and honest reporting, you know, that's a very complicated effort, and a lot of companies don't even try to tackle that because it's so big. So I think it's a statement, again, on IBM's leadership and sustainability that they put that effort in.
Yeah, it's an enormous task. And when I talk to our leaders in that area in our global real estate team, they're also using TriRiga inside in our operations. They detail all the difficulties that they've had in automation and being able to check out that automation is working properly and verify that. Simple examples across a real estate life cycle, probably 80% of our facilities are leased all around the world. And you have leases that are single price leases where we just make a single payment. So the price of the leasing the space, along with all the related utility payments and other kinds of services fees, are all bundled into a single price. Well, as they started to try to identify where we need to improve on energy consumption and waste consumption throughout our whole real estate portfolio, they realized that there was many leases that just they couldn't get that information because of a single price lease. So they had to go into renegotiating a whole bunch of these leases in order to get that broken out and put green clauses into the into some of these leases to identify who's responsible for sustainability related upgrades to the facility. And so you think take something like lease accounting and lease management. It's just as important a component of making sustainability improvements as other things, the energy management.
What about in the case of facilities? So if I go out and I lease, or even if I build a facility, it seems like I would also need to look at maybe doing projects around the facility or doing environmentally based or environmentally focused projects possibly. And you're talking about TriRegis. So how does that work for there?
Sure. I mean, obviously, in the projects related to either construction or renovation of a facility, or when we're making big investments in changing around how space is laid out, that's the best time to put environmental projects and sustainability projects into the project because you're already making investment, number one, and two, you're already putting a lot of work into changing the structure in some way, shape, or form. So, you know, big relamping projects, insulation projects, window tinting, and other changes to HVAC systems and such. Those that's the time to make those types of investments, and TriRega helps to manage all of that. That's, you know, that's the nuts and bolts of the facilities, but beyond that, you know, one of the 21 goals is the, you know, IBM is going to plant 50 pollinator gardens around some of the facilities that are on large tracts of land. They're also going to plant and maintain pollinator gardens for you know, to help with that part of sustainability. So the IBM's really taken an end-to-end look at all the places where we can affect change from the facility management to, you know, even something like thinking about pollinator gardens.
That's really
That makes sense.
interesting. And you were talking a little bit about space as far as how you build it out, but doesn't that go further too, is being able to look at maybe sensor data around how space is being utilized to make sure you're not overstocked, if you will, with space, or looking at heat maps. There's a lot of things that you can do with like a product like TriRega that can help you know if you're being very efficient in your use of a facility, it sounds like.
Sure. One of the products that we offer as an extension to our space offering is TriRega Building Insights that uses the Wi-Fi system and other sensors that you may have instrumented facilities with to monitor and track occupancy. So since people have been coming back from the pandemic, I've been closely tracking facility occupancy. So I've been tracking it inside of IBM and in some other benchmarks that I keep track of. You know, it really hasn't broken 50% very easily. As we average that across the country and in other parts of the world, even occupancy in facilities has been below 50%. So there is an effort around consolidating space, and we've done some of that as well at IBM. That's been a, you know, part of the sustainability initiatives and cost cutting initiatives, quite frankly. That's one of the big things that many big employers are focused on, is taking a hard look now that the return to work has settled in as to how much space they'll really need.
In the case of a facility too, then what about something like condition assessment? Because you can go out and you want to look at your buildings and identify green opportunities and all, and I assume like TriRega definitely works in that space as well.
Yeah, TriRega is an excellent solution for condition assessment. We've done a great project with the University of California where they looked at their entire system, over 6,000 facilities, and they've documented all the facility needs down to level five detail, and tagged it by different types of repairs that are needed, how urgent they are. And then they can go after, let's say, grants from the federal government around sustainability, and they know exactly where they can apply that money, and they're ready to go with improvements. IBM's doing that as well in our own facilities. We have IBM is a little bit over a 100-year-old company. Obviously, back 100 years ago, we weren't doing computing; we were doing meat scales and time clocks and things of that sort, which were the business machines of the time. But we still have some old facilities and labs and buildings that are quite old, and they need upkeep and they need maintenance. So we're doing condition assessments there as well. Condition assessment is another big piece of that is the federal government did an executive order about 6 months or so ago that required that by 2030, federal buildings all need to improve on their energy consumption. So there's lots of money in the infrastructure spend and in this area now as lots of old infrastructure needs upkeep.
You mentioned how old IBM was and some of the old products. They were really well known for their IBM typewriters and things. And it's funny, my first real job as a teenager was reconditioning used typewriters, mostly IBMs, from
Really?
the federal government. Somebody would go buy them, and then I would actually was trained on how to recondition them, and they would go resell them to the public. That
So
was
now, if you did that at the university while you were at the University of California, then you'll have come full circle on my story.
Yeah, I am giving away my age even by saying that I did that too. It's a long time ago. There's some other pieces here. We have Trariga has an environmental sustainability component that's for collecting data, because it's to really see the picture, you have to have scope one, scope two, and scope three data. And I know Trariga has a way to kind of store and report on that to at least to an extent.
So we do. For a long time, we had a module called TREES, which is an acronym for TRIRIGA, Real Estate, Environment, and Sustainability. And that's a module that's become a bit dated, and we haven't updated it for a while. But about a year or so ago, we acquired an acquisition that I think is going to be our path forward. Actually, this came from our internal IBM Global Real Estate team again. They were doing a large they did a large assessment on just independently. IBM, let me go a little bit to the side. Our global real estate team can pick whatever they want as their solutions to run their business. They don't have to use our IBM tools. They selected TRIRIGA, they selected Maximo because those are the best tools in the market. We didn't have a good carbon management solution. We had some in facilities, but there's a whole bunch of other aspects of sustainability that they want to be able to report on the supply chain and the S and the G components as well. So they did a big search and they landed on a product called Advisi, which is a small Australian company. And when they started to use that product, they really, really liked it and really helped them synthesize the information that they needed to put together things like this and annual environmental report that we do. And they came to our business units, IBM Sustainability Software, and recommended that we take a look at them. We did, and ultimately ended up buying the software, and that's going to be our ESG backbone that TRIRIGA plugs into to transfer facility-related data, and eventually there'll be two-way connections back between them into our environmental reporting and other products such as asset management and supply chain solutions and weather solutions will also plug into Invisi.
That's great. The Invisi story is really interesting, but before we delve even further into that, you just brought up several things. You talked a little bit about Maximo and the environmental, excuse me, like the weather side. And so let's talk about those a little bit, because Maximo is about enterprise asset management, and how does that contribute to the sustainability picture?
So Maximo is our asset management solution. That's where there's a little bit of an overlap with TRIRIGA in terms of managing work orders and managing service orders around assets and around other orders that the enterprise needs to execute. So it's our execution piece as well. So we have connectors between Envizi and, I'm sorry, Maximo and Tririga for customers that want to use Maximo instead of Tririga for that, or already are using Maximo so that they can work synonymously between them. We typically see that customer and our global, again, I keep coming back to examples from our global real estate. When we have very sophisticated products that are driven off of sensors or data generated but off of the asset for predictive or condition-based maintenance, that's a bit more sophisticated, we often use Maximo. So we use it in our data centers where we where we have to have guaranteed uptimes for these data centers. Customers, businesses rely upon it. We use it in places. IBM still does some chip manufacturing and in labs where we have water treatment centers. And then we use it in our manufacturing where we have to have climate controls for some of the products that we make. So in those places where we need something more than what Tririga provides, we're using Envizi for more sophisticated asset management, but there are connections between the products.
That's really interesting. And then I think another piece, of course, was the Environmental Intelligence Suite. It fascinates me, and the fact that IBM bought the Weather Channel. And I realized when that first happened, I'm like, why would IBM want a TV show? But that's not what it is. The Weather Channel is an amazing source of data from all over the world. The number of data points I've read that are flowing through that acquisition are just mind-boggling.
So let me make a small correction. We did not buy the Weather Channel. We bought the Weather Company.
The Weather
So
Company,
everything, which is everything except the channel. The channel remains independent of IBM.
My mistake.
But the data component and the data collection component, the website is all part of what is owned by IBM now, and it has been built into something called an Environmental Intelligence Suite. So you can imagine things like vegetation management and other types of weather monitoring that are integral to how companies have to respond to them. So again, in my world is Tririga. So connecting it to Tririga, you can imagine large weather events and micro weather events, flooding and snowstorms and so forth, that could trigger all sorts of actions that happen in Tririga for how they should be managed and key off some projects for closing up facilities, notifying employees, and taking other mitigation depending on what the event is. So weather is a key part of there's more and more weather events and more damage from weather events. So companies want a good look at what's coming down their way across their real estate footprint and be able to respond to those kinds of events as appropriate.
What about another piece that you brought up earlier was talking about your supply chain, and IBM has a supply chain intelligence suite as well that kind of looks at that down that scope three pipe, if you will. And that seems to be almost rounding out that picture before, to get all the different components of the data you need to do reporting. And
right.
And IBM, I know, has been working and a leader in this supply chain side, because scope three is challenging to say the least. But what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so our supply chain intelligence suites monitors complex supply chains, logistics, and deliveries. It also has monitoring for suppliers and your whole supply network. So, that is obviously a key part of being able to effectively manage sustainability.
So let's go back to Envizi then for a minute, because at the end of the day, Envizi is this like centerpiece, this hub of data. It's really a place to put all of these components together, and then being able to do a reporting on them, whether that's sustainability or going to the next level, because Envizi allows full ESG disclosure reporting, I know. And
Right.
I think the Envizi is really an interesting piece of this. And And all those different pieces we just discussed, those different products IBM has and uses themselves, is really amazing as to what it can put together when you suddenly have it in Envizi and can see the results. I mean, what makes Envizi special? Obviously, it's all the data, but I know I've seen Envizi and just the user interface, the dashboard and the stuff is just amazing to me.
Right, that part of it is outstanding, and that's one of the reasons I think that our IBM team really loved it and suggested we should look at it. We expect that there's going to be continued emphasis on more stringent ESG reporting, and not just reporting, but auditable reporting, and it'll become over time as important as financial reporting is now, which everybody takes very seriously, of course. So you need a solution that'll be able to report everything. And it goes to the need to get away from nuanced best of breed type solutions, because when you have to report across an entire enterprise and a large real estate portfolio and a large asset portfolio and a complex supply chain, and you have to report on all of those things regularly, it's hard to do that if you're rolling that up from 40, 50, 100 different types of point solutions that you have laid out, you have siloed geographically or regionally. So Envizi helps to bring all that together, and the solutions that they plug into, it helps with the goal setting and it helps with all the targeting and reporting. And in between that, one of the reasons that Envizi was compelling is because IBM had the operational systems that helped achieve the targets that you set in for your reporting. So Tririga, Maximo, Supply Chain, those are all the operational systems that people use to run their companies. And buffered around that is Envizi to be able to collect and track all that information and report it. So it's exciting as this gets greater emphasis.
Yeah, and part of the challenge with the reporting too is it's very dynamic situation right now. Depending on the country, like you said, by like region and individual countries, and there's constantly changing reporting requirements. Here in the U.S., those requirements are just really starting to come into play and are evolving. And I think a product like Envizi is that allows you to update and even create completely custom disclosure reporting or merge pieces of different types of or different reporting requirements together into your own, really gets into the governance side quite a bit. I'm really fascinated by that personally. I guess that,
I know you've spent some time. I know you spent some time with it, and you've been using it a bit. So a lot of our business partners have been really taking to Envizi and learning it.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating product. But I think at the end of the day, maybe the most interesting thing to me is that IBM as a company is taking its own medicine, if you will. It uses its own tools, and then Envizi is an example where it found a tool that was exceptional and just brought it in-house because it was so good. And that is a corporate mentality that I really find just really interesting. It's over 50 years of sustainability awareness and reporting from IBM, and to this day, they're focused so strongly enough that like the team you're on, it's the sustainability software team. I mean, that's a huge focus area from the very top, as I understand it.
I think eating our own cooking is an important value proposition for IBM in and of itself. Our global real estate team, for example, is a separate business unit. They can do what they want. They can choose our competitor solutions if they want to. It would be embarrassing, obviously, if they did that, but and difficult to explain, but they're free to do that. They've got to optimize their business, and they've got cost targets to manage and so forth. So they got to pick the tools that will help them run their business well. So when they choose our tools, we're very happy about that. We're ecstatic. And it's also a powerful value proposition for IBM to say that, hey, we are We're a complex enterprise in and of itself. We're not just some salespeople running around on planes to clients or working from home. We've got a complex operation of manufacturing, of labs, of intricate manufacturing around chips and around quantum computing. And we're all over the world as well. So to be that's not a simple operation to run. We've had in the past year and a half, in addition to dealing with all the return to work activities, our global real estate team was also spinning off one of our large business units into a new company called Kyndryl. That had so on one hand, they're bringing employees back and doing it safely, and at that time there was still vaccination mandates and requirements and all of that, if you think back a year and a half or so ago. And simultaneously, they're spinning off, almost 30% of our business, which is not just the products and the people, but it's also a bunch of facilities and assets that have to go with that, including some complex rewriting of leases. There were facilities that ended up being split in half, where half of it is old IBM and the other half of it is the new company. The software has to be able to perform, and when we can do it with our own solutions, it's a plus for us.
That's a really great story, and I really appreciate you taking time out of, I know, a busy schedule to have a conversation. And maybe about a year from now, we'll probably have to have this again and see where things have progressed and changed.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Thanks for having me,
All
Jason.
right. Thanks a lot, Cal. Appreciate it.
All right.